The following message by Pastor Joshua Johnian is made possible by Maranatha Partners, helping people everywhere believe that Jesus is the only way. You will find us online at maranathach.com. Click the Connect with Us on Facebook tab to visit Pastor Joshua's daily devotionals, teaching notes, video clips, and a complete archive of Pastor Joshua's daily blog. These teachings are intended to unpack and present an innovative approach to understanding the questions of purpose and destiny through the Word of God. We now join today's teaching, already in progress.
Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. God bless you. I'm glad that you're worshiping with us today. We are continuing our message series titled 1159:59, which we started last week, titled subtitled Midnight in Jerusalem. And we're looking at a three-part message series that is basically built off of the theme of enduring to the end, why we're enduring. We're looking specifically at the first three chapters of Daniel. And in the beginning of our message series last week, we looked at Daniel chapter 1, again, the title being 1159:59, Midnight in Jerusalem. And the reason I wanted to establish that the actual use of time, 1159:59, is because Daniel and his three friends found themselves starting their new story in the season of change and transition. They found themselves in one place at midnight in Jerusalem with the clock getting ready to strike, sending them in to a new season that eventually would be in Babylon. Excuse me. And then today we're going to continue this series, which the second part of our message series is going to be titled 12 o'clock 01. Being certain in the seasons of uncertainty. 12 o'clock 01, being certain in the seasons of uncertainty. And today we'll look a little bit more closely at Daniel chapter 2. But before we get there, let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now as we prepare to receive the generous offering of your word. We've already worshiped you, Lord, in the spirit and in truth, in our time of praise and worship and singing of songs and hymns to you, Lord. We've worshiped you in our opportunity to fellowship with one another in the body of Christ, to introduce ourselves with new people, new faces, and just really begin to build a relationship of what it is to be in the family of God and what that means and how we behave and we respond to that in the everyday. And Lord, we're going to have an opportunity at the end of our service to worship you in our giving, in our generous spirit, in our giving of our tithe and our offering. And we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we're going to be able to worship you in all phases of life and experience you in every part of our life. And so I bless you now, Lord. We're going to receive your word. And I pray, Holy Spirit, I ask that you would just get into my spirit today, into my words. Let not the bias of what's in my heart come through, but let the truth of your word come through. And let not our biases who hear the word not filter out the truth of your word. We want to speak, hear, and receive the fullness of your word for our life today. So we bless you now. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. If you have your scriptures or you're going on to a Bible app, go to Daniel chapter 2, and while you're turning there, and we'll have it on the screen behind us as well, but while you're turning there, just wanted to once again welcome everyone here. First-time visitors, we're glad that you're worshiping with us today and that you're testing out our context and how we like to show Jesus and how we like to express our love for his word and how we like to show his love in our life toward others. And so welcome and thank you for being with us this morning. And for all of our frequent family members, I just want to welcome you. And Jeanette and I always consider it a privilege to have the opportunity to sow into your life, to be a part of your family. on this given day, and to just really grow from you and allow us to speak into your life that you can grow from us, because we're all trying to grow every day into his likeness and grow through the word, grow correctly because it's through the word. Amen. Amen. So welcome everyone. Okay. I trust you're all at Daniel chapter 2, and we're going to get there in a moment. And as I was working on today's message titled 12 o'clock 01, the hour of certainty in uncertain seasons, I thought about my life, and then I also kind of thought, well, my life's not really too much different than probably anyone else here, because if I thought to your own journey or my own journey, I would say to myself, how many times have I experienced the unexpected and the unplanned? And it forced me to modify my prior plans. I mean, just think about your own life. I mean, have you ever been in a situation where you're just getting ready to go out the garage door or the front door to go off to an appointment, or you have an engagement coming up, and then the phone rings? And it could be your cell phone or your house phone. I know a lot of us don't have house phones any longer, but we certainly have cell phones. And the phone rings, and you look and you see the caller ID, and you're like, oh no, this is going to be a long conversation. Or how about this one? This one's something I just dealt with not too long ago. I got a call from my son Joshua over at the high school, and he said, "Dad, I need your help." And I didn't know what, you know, usually when you hear that, you're like, "Uh-oh, what's going on?" But his car battery had died, and so I had to get over there and give him a jump, and that kind of turned into an all-day affair because he had left the lights on all day, and so as a result, the battery wasn't just in need of a jump; it was dead. And so that was a whole, you know, take the battery out, bring it over to the AutoZone, buy a new battery, bring it back, put it in, bring the old battery back over to find out that you got, it was under replacement, thank you, Jesus. And so the battery didn't cost anything, but it did take up a whole bunch of time in that afternoon. And so how many of us have gotten out of work and the car battery's dead, or we have a flat tire and it just throws off the rest of that afternoon? You see, the unexpected and the uncertain have a way of taking life, tossing it up in the air, and most of us feel like when our life is floating between up and coming down, we have little to no control over what the results are going to look like. And while I can point to you and say, in the season of uncertainty, here's the truth: certain is God. Well, that's easy to say, and it's even true to trust there, but I think we could all agree when we're in the season of uncertainty, it is hard to trust. And when your 11:59:59 turns to 12 o'clock, and there is nothing in control except the sovereignty of God, well, that makes for a wonderful theological talking point, but it feels as a near impossibility to walk out in the moment. But today, we're not actually trying to dissect, is God sovereign, or are we completely unfaithful in our uncertain seasons? Rather, today I want to encourage you that just what if at the 12 o'clock hour, the moment that you actually are in the uncertain season, you are meant to step out or even be pushed out by circumstance. And when you are in that season, you learn how to trust in obedience and even trust in the certainty while still being very much uncertain that God is making room for him to move in your life for his glory. And oh, by the way, there's a blessing in that for you in this journey. Just what if that's the reality? That sounds a lot more certain and hopeful than I don't know what's going to happen in the uncertain. You see, just because Abram was promised to have the seed of a great nation, he was not a great nation yet. There was a lot of uncertainty still yet to be figured in this journey for Abram. And even though creation is beautiful and in God's eyes good, it is yet to enter into the fullness of its perfect redemption. So in a phrase, from Abram to creation to us, we are all resting at some sense of 11:59:59. 59 and crossing over to 12 o'clock, and it is in the crossover we experience the uncertainty. But here's the other side of this. After the 12 o'clock strike, the certainty of God is revealed. So if you're taking notes, and now here's the first point I'm going to bring on the screen behind me. If you're taking notes, just follow along with me here. I want to unpack some of this for us. Here's our first point today. Uncertainty is always part of everyone's journey, but it's not the end of the journey. Now, I think a lot of us would agree that in the uncertain season, it feels long, and it feels like it's never going to end, and so it feels like forever. But feelings are so tricky because they literally create a reality that feels like it is there, and it's the truth. But just because you feel it, and just because it's been an extended period of time, doesn't make that reality real. What it is pointing to is something very different. It's pointing to something that you think is real that may not be real, but what is true is you are in an uncertain season, but that certain season will pass because you're not meant nor designed to live in seasons of uncertainty. You are designed for other seasons of God's faithfulness to be revealed in your life. So in Daniel chapter 2, we're going to read it in a moment, but in Daniel chapter 2, the very chapter opens up with a lot of uncertainty. It opens up with King Nebuchadnezzar, uncertain about a dream he cannot remember or know he's had, but he is troubled by it because it feels real. There's uncertainty with all of his wise men, his astrologers and his psychics. They are put to a test and they do not even know where to begin. And so they are uncertain. Daniel and his three friends, because of the uncertainty of the king and the uncertainty of the king's wise men, are thrust into an uncertain season because their very lives are at stake in the process. And the reality is, in all of our lives, the uncertainty of our journey can feel like it's long and protracted because there are certain points in time we do not have all the facts. You do not know the right people. You don't have enough money. And your plan B, C, and D feel like the best case in a worst case scenario. And so uncertainty feels like it's going to go on and on and on. But I tell you today, first point is, while uncertainty is part of your journey, it's not the end of the journey. And we're going to see this play out. Here's our second point that we're going to look at today. And we're going to spend a little time here. The second point is this. Everyone says timing is everything. But I want to actually enhance that or modify that by saying, yes, timing is everything. But here is the second part. But God's timing is perfect. You know, we've heard plenty of stories about individuals that are at the right place at the right time. And that would be kind of chalked into timing is everything. The invention that is created at the right place at the right time sparks the Industrial Revolution. Timing is everything. But let me tell you, timing of the world at moments will work in synergy with God's timing, or God will use moments in the world to advance a kingdom opportunity. But the reality is God is not working on the world's timetable. The world is ticking along and it is subject to God's timing. God's timing is perfect. And so what we need to remember in the season of uncertainty is, we may be thrust into an uncertain season because of the world, but the reality is, if we are in Him, sons and daughters, we are not trying to live our life by the world or what the world dictates. We're trying to live our life by the timing of the kingdom. And so this is revealed, and again, it's revealed in Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2, again, opens with King Nebuchadnezzar having this troubling dream. And let me tell you, King Nebuchadnezzar didn't just have a troubling dream by random chance. He had that dream because it was a God-timed dream. Not only did he have a dream that was troubled Nebuchadnezzar, but it was a prophetic dream that had implications for Israel current, Israel later, and it still has implications rolling out till today. So guess what? God had a time. God said, I am going to have, Nebuchadnezzar is going to have a dream here. Nebuchadnezzar could not have that dream sooner. He could not have that dream later. It was a God timing that put Nebuchadnezzar in that moment. And so the king has a dream at the God time. But it was also the God time to expose the folly and the foolishness of what the king considered wise. All of the king's astrologers, psychics, wise men had no idea how to even begin to get at the king's angst. And so again, God timing. God exposed the foolishness of the world system. But it was also the God timing in this crisis of uncertainty to elevate Daniel and his three friends. Because ultimately, though Daniel and his three friends were thrust into the same season of uncertainty, they were going to come out of the season of uncertainty far more blessed and in the authority of the King of Kings. Or even the king of the empire of Babylon would have to acknowledge that they were serving the God who exalts all others above the gods of Nebuchadnezzar. Point two of this, point B. God's timing is everything because God is operating with the big plan at work. And while he has a big plan at work, he is developing into every bit of the big plan you. He knows you. He knows every minute detail of you. He is positioning you for the blessing, for the promotion, because he wants to use you to bless you, but not just to bless you, but to bless you because you have a heart for him. And as you elevate the glory of God through your life and in your life, he positions you into uncertain seasons because you are certain. And remember this, when Abram was willing to sacrifice Isaac, God said, now I know. Now God, it wasn't news to God. God already foreknew this. But the reality is, his words speak to Abraham, now I know because now you know. You're willing to do it to the very most, and because you are, here's that blessing. And it is more than you can even wrap your mind around right now, Abram. God's timing is everything because God has the big picture in plan, and God will move you into seasons of blessing and promotion because you elevated the name of God above all else. And so, yes, timing is everything, but God will use what we consider the uncertain time to place you in the season of need because he has a bigger plan and a purpose at work. Point three, Daniel and his friends, this is a mind bender here, Daniel and his friends were better serving God at 12:01 in Babylon than 11:59 in Jerusalem. And that really does kind of play with our theology, doesn't it? Because we think if we are where God wants us to be, and this is the place where God has called me to be, and for Daniel and his three friends, covenant men, living in Jerusalem, holding on to God's promise from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, from the covenant, and then to be ushered into Babylon, the last thing that could have really hit their natural understanding is, I'm going to be more useful away from God's plan than in God's plan. This does not seem like it could be, even be God's plan. But the reality was, Daniel and his three companions were going to be more useful for God's big picture plan in Babylon than they ever could have been in Jerusalem. And the reality of that is also, the truth there is, that what God used Daniel for over all the kings he would serve under, as he would be given dreams and visions and prophetic utterances, and all of these words were to inspire and to continue to keep in the heart of those who were in captivity the time to return. And when that time came, they were ready. There were those who were ready and they went back. Just read Nehemiah and you see. But it also has implications into our timetable that we're living with today, and we're going to cover that next week. Just remember, what the whole point of that third sub-point is this, is that while timing is everything, God's timing is perfect, and God had perfectly arranged Daniel and his three friends to be in Babylon because that was the timing, not to stay in Jerusalem, even though that messed with the theology. Third point now. So, point one, just as a real quick backup, uncertainty is part of the journey, but it's not the end of the journey. Point two, they say timing is everything, but God's timing is perfect. Point three, in the uncertain times, stay close and pray with certain companions. In the uncertain times, stay close and pray with certain companions. And I want to highlight the word certain. Not only do I mean specific companions by using the word certain, but I mean companions who are certain in their faith as you are. Let me unpack this. Point A, look on the screen behind me and write this down. Point A, what do I mean by certain friends? Well, certain friends can actually mean an actually particular person, but by certain I'm also referring to that person or people who have the same heart that you have for the King. They know your story, you know their story. They have a heart of compassion, you have a heart of compassion. They are committed to intercession, you are committed to intercession. They are keepers of the covenant in their own lives, as you are a keeper of the covenant in your life. You know, when I go to McDonald's and I buy an unsweet tea in the morning and the cashier asks to ring me out and she says 109 and she says, how are you today? That's not my opportunity to give her my whole life story. I don't invest the privacy of what I'm believing for and hoping for and praying for with someone I don't know. But I do share that information with those who are intimately drawn into my story, and I'm drawn into their story because we together are drawn into the story of Christ. Too many of us are sharing the story with the wrong people, hoping to get comfort, and what they're really doing is they're only feeding into the uncertainty of your season. And while you're in the uncertain season, you want people feeding into the certainty of the God timing in your life. Point B, in Daniel verse 12, he and his companions are in a no-win situation. This is why you need certain companions. Because when you find yourself in a no-win situation, you need to hold on to the certainty of the Word and people who also believe in the certainty of the Word. What do I mean? The uncertain season of Nebuchadnezzar, the uncertain season of the wise men, literally meant that Daniel and his three friends were marked for death. In verse 12, we see Arioch, the king's royal guard chief, is given orders to go out and kill every wise man in the province of Babylon. And that meant Daniel and his companions. He was so angry that he gave this decree. But here it is. There are times when even the uncertain seasons can go 1 degree even hotter, and we'll see next week 7 times hotter when it turns into uncertainty that feeds terror. Your life, when it goes from, I don't know what I'm doing here, Lord, what's next, to, Lord, I have a death sentence on my head, goes from uncertainty to terror just like that. And that's why when you're in the grips of terror, you need certain people to be your aid. But Daniel's answer, facing uncertainty and terror, is he approaches Arioch while he has the death sentence on his head. And he asks, why is the king so shrewd in his judgment? Why is he so harsh in his decree? He needed clarity as to what was at the heart of the king's angst. And God gave him favor to buy time. You know, sometimes we don't ask. We're so caught up in the uncertainty of the season, we don't pray and say, what's at the heart of this? You see, the king had a dream, and he knew that if you just gave him fluff and it didn't speak to his heart, he would call it for what it is. It would be fraudulent, it would be a deception, and he would have you killed. So Daniel needed to know, Okay, Lord, what's at the heart of what's going on is I need to get a revelation at what the heart is, because when I speak to what the heart is, it's going to answer the truth. And this is why Daniel went to his companions, his certain companions, part four of this, or point four of this. Daniel went home and told his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and their Babylonian names. He told them about the matter, and he told them, ask God of heaven to be merciful and explain this secret to them so they would not be destroyed. Look at what he basically said is, hey guys, time is not for salsa and chips. Now it's time to pray and ask the God of heaven to reveal the secret. Their only hope in the uncertainty was the certainty of God. And in the uncertain times, they knew their only hope was to stay close together, that they would hear from the Lord. You know, we often say to people, oh, well, you know, this is between me and God. It's a me and God thing. And if we get married, it's our family and God. But you know what we don't realize? While it is very individual, it is you and God. And while if you have a family unit, it's your family and God. But what that really means is your Christian faith is a team effort. It's a team effort. Jesus and his disciples out as teams. They, even when they went alone, they were stronger when they were together. You read that in Paul time and time again when he is in prison and he has someone come to him and he writes back and he speaks at great length how blessed he was to have that messenger, to have that letter, to have that person. It blessed him. It strengthened him. When Peter was in jail and they knew that there was no hope out, a message got sent back to the church and they said, Peter's in jail and he's going to be executed. They knew they could not lead an armed rebellion and free him. So they team effort and prayed. And that's when Peter was loose. You see, this is why Paul writes, do not forsake the assembling of yourself together as in the manner of some, even as you see, or even more so as you see the day soon approaching. It's a team effort. Daniel was not in this solo, though it was Daniel who was given the gift to have dreams and visions and interpret dreams. But he went to certain friends in an uncertain time because they were like he was, of one heart, one vision, one covenant, one promise. And they all prayed together and God moved. Final point. Point four. And it feeds off of point one. Uncertainty will not last forever. Because there is a certain God and certain results to be discovered. Daniel got the revelation. He got the revelation. He got the answer to the king's dream. And look at what the king's reply is out of the end of Daniel chapter 2. King Nebuchadnezzar immediately bowed to the ground in front of Daniel, and he ordered that the gifts and offerings be given to Daniel. And the king said to Daniel, your God is truly greatest of all gods, the Lord over all kings. He can reveal secrets because you were able to reveal this secret. Then the king promoted Daniel, gave him many wonderful gifts, and Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel governor over the whole province of Babylon, over the head of all of Babylon's wise advisors, and with the king's permission, this is important, Daniel appointed Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego to govern the province of Babylon, but Daniel stayed in the king's court. We're going to unpack a little bit of this right here. Point B, the king understood Daniel's words because Daniel's words were true because he spoke by the revelation of the Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit speaks the truth of God's word, always certain answers in uncertain seasons will have clarity. Look at when you're in an uncertain season and you're in a season of doubt and you're in a season of do not know, God's word will give you the certain answer even in the doubt. It may tell you trust and obey, have faith, but that is a certain answer in an uncertain season. And when the certainty replaces the, when the certainty replaces the uncertainty, what was once a king's angst is followed by a king's remarkable blessing. When your uncertain season turns from angst to certainty, blessings follow because God was working out a big picture plan in his timing. And we see this filters even to Daniel. Daniel's blessed. He gets promotion. He gets all these things. And what does he do? He receives the promotion. He receives the blessing. But then he pays it forward by asking, with the king's permission, those certain men who prayed with me in the midnight hour, can they have these jobs? And the king gave those jobs to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel was made the ruler over these wise counselors, but he saw his place was in a different position in the king's court, and this would play out much later as being God-inspired truth. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego received a blessing because they stayed faithful. They were certain friends in uncertain times. You see, your seasons of uncertainty can have you dancing on a razor's edge. It can have you held by the grips of terror, tossed on the seas of uncertainty. But if you will place your trust in the character of a covenant-keeping God, and you will do your part faithfully, certain seasons will be made clear. He will use you, and he will place you in such a way that is pleasing for you and even greater for the kingdom purpose. Two little quick side notes as I wrap this up. In 38 years, the New England Patriots only made the playoffs 10 times, with one embarrassing Super Bowl loss to the Bears. And there was a lot of uncertainty in 38 years in coaches, players, and even owners. At one point, the new owner of the Patriots, who's the current owner, was even going to move the team to St. Louis. And what would have then pushed St. Louis back out to Los Angeles. But they stayed faithful. And they worked through the uncertain seasons. And since 2001, the Patriots have been AFC champs more times than the 10 times they were over 38 years. And they, over 38 years, only being in one Super Bowl and an embarrassing loss, in a little bit over a decade, they have been Super Bowl champs four times. The Denver Broncos were another AFC team that in the 60s started, and they had compiled a record of 39 wins, 97 losses, and four ties. They were the only original AFL team to never play in a title game. They were the only AFL team never to have a winning season. And in their 10-year history, by 1965, they were going to move the franchise because of the uncertainty of the team's viability. They would go through Super Bowl losses, even with great quarterbacks like John Elway, but eventually they won the Super Bowl. Actually won two back-to-back in John Elway's final two seasons. Now why did I share those two little quick stories with you? Because it's important to remember that uncertainty in any season of life is a terrible feeling. Whether we are uncertain because of our job security, family stability, personal finances, or peace of mind, when we are living on the edge of insecurity and uncertainty, it can even breed and it can paralyze the most confident and qualified individual. But this story of Daniel and why we looked at it is to tell us that this is a story of enduring to the end. Daniel did it. His companions did it. Even your favorite football teams have done it. And you are meant to endure in the uncertain seasons and live your life today as a certain season. Recently, I was watching a documentary on the football life of Mike Singletary. And his Hall of Fame career started and ended with the Chicago Bears, as well as a distinguished athlete in college or coach on a professional level. But his life was marked with seasons of uncertainty from his childhood through the NFL, even into his post-NFL career. But when I saw the entirety of this documentary on his life, I was personally encouraged by his hope and his optimism that trusting and focusing on the right things result in the right outcome. But where you discover your trust and where you find yourself in certain times in an uncertain season is all the answer. It's the question to the answer. And many of us need to start putting our trust and our focus back where it is certain: God. That's why we're hopeful. That's why we're optimistic. That's why we hold on to the end. In any age of terror or uncertainty, the wisdom of nations can only, at best, provide a temporary solution. But when you place your confidence in Jesus, you can always trust his promises hold true, especially in relation to his promises to his people. The Christian faith is essentially our trusting in the person and character of God, because he alone can deliver you from uncertain times and even terror. And if you will place your trust in him, you will discover a lasting hope for any challenges ahead. Amen. Next week we're going to pick this up and we're going to conclude this series with a message titled 1201 and Beyond, Enduring to the End. And we're going to use Daniel chapter 3 as our source material. Now today I didn't read from Daniel chapter 2, but I would encourage you to go back and read the entire text of Daniel chapter 2. Put it in your spirit. Pray on it. Meditate on this word. Go back and listen to this message. And then grab what is the truth of Daniel 2, the truth points of these messages this message that's pulling from Daniel 2, and apply it to the uncertain seasons of your life. There is certainty in the uncertain seasons. Just what if your best days are right now being formed in the uncertain season? What if? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, now as we prepare to just consider your word now, we thank you for it. We bless you. And we just ask, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you'll allow this word to soak into our understanding, and that you'll give us your grace and your mercy to grab hold of more truth that is yet to be uncovered. And I thank you, Lord, that this word is life. And those who grab hold of life will live life and live it more fully and abundantly, Lord. And I just thank you. In the name of Jesus, that as we prepare to go out for this week, that we're going to be those who overcome.
The preceding message by Joshua Johnian was brought to you by friends and partners of Maranatha Koinonia, helping people everywhere believe that Jesus is the only way. Be sure to visit us at maranathach.com and like us on Facebook and Twitter at Maranatha Koinonia.